Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
We got drive moment. Are we ready to drive?
Yes, go.
I'm ready to drive. What stands between you and uninterrupted sleep? Everybody knows that even when I was doing breakfast show, you'll never see me asleep at 7 p.m. Never. I sleep midnight. Sleep midnight standard. Obviously, we've had these so-called experts always saying, oh, yeah, you must sleep for 8 hours. You prevent diseases, heart attacks, what. Listen, man, we've got people who sleep for 2 hours. They live to be 90 years old.
Yeah.
100 years old.
But Khomuzo
is 78 now.
Yeah.
And how often?
Yeah.
What time do you go to bed?
I have very horrible sleep patterns.
Mm-hmm.
So there are times where I can fall asleep easy by 8. And there are times 2 o'clock at la sharp and my body will just not shut down. And it's not, I'm not an insomniac. It's not like I struggle to sleep. When my body's tired, it can shut down.
Mm.
But sometimes I get so tired that I can't sleep. Like I'm exhausted beyond the point of sleep.
Yeah.
And I can't sleep no matter what I do.
Coffees, even when you shower, right?
Absolutely. You can shower, you can do whatever. Coffees don't bother me. I can drink coffee at 9 and be asleep at 9:30.
So there's nothing that what is disturbing your sleep? That's the question.
I wonder. My demon.
Yeah, because I think today we're trying to that's the part that we are trying to highlight, you know, uninterrupted sleep.
Yeah.
So what distracts you from sleeping? I know. Well, sometimes I can just wake up, maybe to go to the bathroom and struggle to sleep.
Absolutely.
And struggle to sleep. I met from Angaga that time.
Yeah.
Like, the sleep won't come. You know, maybe it will come after an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And my day is ruined. Even if I fall asleep again, I wake up at 10, my day is ruined because I'm exhausted already. There's all kinds of excuses for people sleeping interrupted. Jessica was talking about alcohol. They've never
struggled sleeping.
Maybe sometimes what disturbs your sleep is maybe not knowing what's going to happen in the future.
Worries.
Anxiety.
Yeah.
Anxiety, I think that can happen.
Yeah.
Or when maybe your neighbor's house was broken into.
Yeah, now.
Yeah.
Yeah, because a friend of mine,
you know,
they came into his house in the morning or 2. They left at 6.
Imagine.
Hold on. They were there with them for 4 hours.
Yeah, for 4 hours, cleaning them up easily.
Sure, that is trauma and
That is trauma and a half, too.
Shoo!
Young Tol.
4 hours is
and,
long,
yeah.
You know.
and after that, yo, took a group in Namachi. Sleeping was, you're always gonna. Ulala half.
One eye open.
Yeah, one eye is open because you're always gonna check. And yeah, maybe the reason why someone don't sleep, maybe social media.
Yeah,
because I mean, it's one of the things that experts have actually highlighted, digital devices late at night, because sometimes you don't actually, some people don't even watch TV these days. You go to bed with your phone or an iPad.
Guys, and I'm sorry to be the not normal one.
We're used to it.
I'm an exception to this rule. I can sleep with the TV full on blast.
Yeah, same.
With my phone full on blast. So maybe mine is a mind thing. If I'm worried about something, if I'm anxious about something, if I'm thinking through maybe a project and I'm thinking.
Yeah.
So my planning never stops. I'm always planning. When I go to the loo, I'm like, oh, those things could be nice. Then when I come back from the loo, I can't sleep because my brain is like on work mode. Maybe that's the thing.
I think what keeps me, like what interrupts my sleep, especially when I'm like working on a project, maybe I'm about to do a one-man show.
Sure.
You know, registering an hour in your head is the most craziest, like hardest thing ever. Because you need to find the flow. You need to remember.
Your story must make sense.
Your story must make sense. And if it makes sense for 20 minutes, you're like, where am I going to get the 40 minutes?
To fill it up.
To fill up and make an hour in my head. Now you start looking for crazy things around you.
Because that means you have the intro and the outro.
That's all.
You don't have the power.
No, even sometimes you just have the middle.
Oh my word, now.
So most of the time, especially this time of the year, sleeping is a problem.
So Kaya family, that's what we are talking about today. What stands between you and uninterrupted sleep? All these things that were suggested by these so-called experts, I'm not buying into them. Late night eating. I'm full.
That's why I'm lala. These experts don't know us.
Caffeine doesn't affect my sleep. Alcohol doesn't. Oh, sorry.
No, I don't drink alcohol. Does it affect your sleep, alcohol?
It makes me sleep better. Good weekend.
I told you, boy.
Lala, lapong, lala, ting, tuchuliwe, kekai, jio.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
So there's also a couple of reasons. A partner who is restless at night.
Oh,
who snores.
Partner.
Apparently, you snore. You snore enough.
Oh,
nobody
was like.
Oh, na lese gaiga. Arun, nobody was like. Na lese gaiga, dude.
There's something you want to tell us. We here. We family.
Yeah, right.
So, generally have trouble falling asleep. Perhaps have a job with odd hours. You know, like night shift. I feel sorry for people who do night shift. You know, Komutu, you know what? Most of them don't even have cars, their own cars.
Yeah.
So imagine when you do night shift, you knock off at 7 o'clock. You have to use public transport.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you get to your house, it's probably 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. And depending on your cars, you know, especially in the township, when you get there, you live in a 4-bedroom house. As in, there's 2 bedrooms and there's always people. When do you sleep? Because you need to be up at least again at around 3 o'clock. Because your shift starts
to get ready,
at 6 p.m. It's crazy.
It's tough.
It's tough.
Yo, guys, I have a son who is above 20. So we are by a groove. So I won't sleep shame. Every movement is always way into just to make sure we corner or safe. Yo, that disturbs my sleep shame. And I mean again, I am a heavy sleeper shame. When I sleep, I die. But in those instances I shame mix. And then what else food? Hey, stress. One plus one being a shangan. I shame. That will interrupt my sleep shame.
Yo, guys, with me is the senior whoopee boys. Yo, this kid. Baba kotile amakiza elokshini, like asilali. Like, yo, I think people from in my hood, in my place, like, kipani la makopa nisage la mapipe, we plastic, ngoba, nizoba sebenza la bantwana. And abakatali, listen, abakatali, asilali.
I once bought this bed a bed shop, famous bed shop, and then the bed was big. It was huge. So after noya bathroom at night, call Ranjem, you must just be Ujigi China or Beto. And good luck with recovering your beauty sleep. It's gone. It's literally gone. I had to remove the legs so that the bed can at least be in a better position.
So I feel sorry for this lady who has a 20-year-old. This guy must just move out.
Hi, Bo.
I'm telling you, the fact that... Imagine, Skumba, when you have a 20-year-old who goes out clubbing. And, you know, naturally, you'll worry about them.
Of course.
With what's happening in the country, the crime, people being hijacked, people being kidnapped. And the person who goes out, they don't even worry, about their safety. When now you're at home, you're worried about
that. Well, you can go out, that means you have money somewhere.
Mm. Yeah.
So that means you can pay rent.
What if I gave you the pocket money?
then I'm the one to be blamed.
No, guys, 20-year-olds groove. So you're not saying 20-year-old must what? Start paying for a bond.
We didn't say that.
Komutso, can we have discipline with our kids? Must discipline, can we do it our way?
Yeah.
No. At 20 years, they must leave.
Yes. No, this lady is happy to worry about his son.
She
why
didn't
do
say,
you
she
want
didn't
to say
she's happy.
Why do you want to
she,
take?
She didn't say she's happy.
No, she's very happy.
Agapu, Mekel. Agapu.
And my yeah.
Upile masaka kruvuzum toshelzin.
Bani. Need me 16 already. Google. Where do I stay in the next 2 years?
Okay, as long as you pay for
especially when a child is taller than you.
That means Khumutso.
Get out.
Khanya must be gone a long time ago. He's been taller for a minute.
Yes.
So the question is, what's interrupting your sleep? What's going on? You know, you always have these when you have a partner. Okay. I know I did something a long, long time ago. When you're fast asleep. And someone wants your attention, and they nudge you like, Ulel. I'm like, are you crazy? What do you want?
Sweating at night.
It's 3 a.m.
Sweating will wake you up.
Yeah.
Wavula ma faster, child.
Wavula, umanzi. awusuli yini ugqoke vulana nama window ayibo nalenje ama habits wenu what ay weird yes
yo mina lo puteng lana nayo uyo interrupt my sleep and ngathi umkhono wakhe une timing ngoba uhlala usuku bonke angaghoni but mazithi 3 AM la usimuntu abdonsa khona ubuthongo sokazovuka ah uyacala uyaghona uyabharaza yo a guys kunzimulana nomuntu ogonayo.
For me, it's a good series. A good series will have me sleeping at like 3 a.m.
Yep.
when I need to be up at 6. Yeah. You know, so I'll watch an episode and be like, okay, this is the last episode and then I'm going to bed. And then that episode, the ending is like a cliffhanger. And now I need to watch the next episode to be like, okay, now what's going to happen now? And yeah, I find myself sleeping in the wee hours. Yeah, getting like 3 hours of sleep just because of a good series.
Mina, I've got a 2-year-old, 2 turning 3, Nglala naye. So, guys, ever since pregnancy, that was the last time I had a full rest sleep. Because what? Nekika, lalomuntu ya kika, bafetwa ena, yo.
Guys, what messes with my sleep is if I have a deadline. Nebana, if I have a deadline at work, I have to because I'm busy. No, I just can't sleep because if I have a presentation to do at work, nalapo I won't be able to sleep because like everything that might go wrong with that presentation. And yeah, that's just me.
So those who are experienced, those who've raised kids, will tell you, as long as that baby does not have a sleeping pattern, aglalo.
And to enforce one sleeping pattern takes time.
You walk like a thug in your own house. No footsteps. I guess you don't want to be heard.
And then these little ones follow you at 2 a.m. Ulel uzwa baba baba untevo umeleke ngoku yin funukulala maru nompete mos wanga nompete noko let's get sakhi bele phezu kompete sangene phansi kwekhwapa lakho child
that's
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Hey, I'm a light sleeper, hey? And once I actually wake up for whatever reason during the course of the night, I struggle to sleep. It'll take me about an hour and a half, 2 hours to actually go back to sleep. But the one thing that keeps me up is my overthinking self. I'm a procrastinator. And if I don't get things done and they have to be done, then I tend to think a lot about those things. And it keeps me up at night. Anxiety of not being able to do them and things like that.
When you're going to travel the following day, I still can't sleep. I know that used to happen. I'm learning in Ghana, but even now, if I'm traveling the following day, I can't sleep the night before.
I mean, I don't want to lie, but I hate sleeping. I have this mentality that, you know, when you sleep, people are getting rich, because especially these days with social media, you sleep for 7 hours, like home, so you wake up, someone has met 3 million, someone has won this, someone has done this. So I mean, I don't like sleeping. I think I sleep around 1 a.m. 2 a.m. around 4 I'm up. Mina, there is not even my family knows. I'm the person that you can call at any time. I will answer your call. There is nothing that will ever happen, Mina. Israel will bomb Lebanon at 1. I'm gonna be the first person to like.
So you know what I find interesting? I think also social media plays a role.
Yeah,
so sometimes when you wake up, suddenly, Skumba has posted something. Tira has posted something. Meta Bongs is, you're like, hey, I'm still in bed.
Yeah.
Someone is in Makhali's bag. Or hiking.
Kofela did 2 hours ago.
Yes.
So you are like, when? When did this happen? Yeah, I get it.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.